We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Shiluach HaKein, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'chein, we're in the middle of Rav Nosson Zalas analyzing the Machlokes of Koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen. And Rav Nosson Zalas has been explaining what was behind it, and he explained one side of the Machlokes. Now he's going to address the other side. V'chein lehepech, so too in the other direction. First, Koirach spoke in one direction. Now we're going to present the second direction. To gamkein, Koirach made a mistake there also. V'shoal, and he asked, Baheres kegris metame, a certain type of stain on the skin. If it's the size of a gris, which is very small, it makes the person tamei, parcha bekulai tohor. If it spreads over the entire skin, you're going to tell me that the person is pure? That's absurd. That's ridiculous. And this is how Koirach was making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu by trying to chas v'shalom make fun of the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu presented to Bnei Yisrael. In actuality, he was making fun of chas v'shalom Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol tuusoi, Koirach's entire mistake was shesovar, that he thought sheyesh gvul, that there is a certain boundary, there is a certain line, shemi shehu b'madrega govoya, whereby a person who's on a very high level shuv ein tzorich avoida v'tikun v'aliyah yoiser. That person doesn't require avoid anymore. That person doesn't really have to work hard to serve Hashem. The person doesn't require any tikkun anymore. The person doesn't have to keep going up. A person reaches a certain plateau and they can retire. That's what Koirach thought. That was one mistake. V'chein to lehefech. And he also made a mistake in the other direction, in the downward direction. V'sofar, and he thought, Shemi shehu chas v'shon bedyuta tachtoino, that a person who is on the lowest level, v'nofale b'chinas ha-tuma chas v'shon, and the person has fallen into major tuma, impurity, kvar ovdo tikvosoi me'ashem chas v'shon. There's no more hope for that person. That person's finished. V'shuv ein loy tahara, and there's no more purification for such a person. Whereas ube'emes, the truth is, hakoel lehefech. It's all the opposite of what Koirach thought, meaning, kigam mishu b'madreges govoyes ma'oid ma'oid, govoya me'al govoya, even a person who's on the very, very highest levels, on top of the top of the top, afal pikein adayin yesh gevoyim aleim b'li shiur adayin soif. There still is higher than that, much higher than that, going up to infinity, so it just keeps going in the upward direction. And therefore, ukemuvan mize b'hamaisa shel shiva betlers, as Rabbein Nazal taught us this concept when he gave us the story of the seven betlers, b'chol minei hisparus shel kol hakitois hakdoishois v'nairois, regarding all the different praises that each one of those special groups prided themselves and praised themselves, that this one achieved this and this one went higher and higher. Shemesaper mehem shom, that Rabbein Nazal tells about over there, shehakoton shebechol kat vekat hakodosh, the one who was on the lowest level of each one of these groups, hoya govoya ma'oid ma'oid, was on a very, very high madrega. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, loy hoyo loy erech, he had no value at all, just about, neged hagavoya mimenu, compared to the one who was on a higher level than him. In other words, Rabbein Nazal mentioned different groups of people. Each group was very significant, very important, and when he spoke about a higher group, when he spoke about the one who was on the lowest level there, compared to the one who was one level above him, he was already almost insignificant. And it kept going like that. The one on level 2, compared to the one on level 3 above him, he was almost nothing, even though he was billions of levels above the one below him. וגם הגבויה ממנו לא יהיו לי ערך נגד הגבויה עוד יויסר. And the one above him was almost zero compared to the one on the level above him. וכן להלן, and so on and so forth. It continued like that. כמבור בדברנו מזה במקום אחר. As we discussed this in other places, ואין כאן מקום להארך בזה. And this isn't the place that we want to really go into, you know, that we have to elaborate on this. That's in the upward direction, that we speak about a person, a tzaddik, who's on a very high level, that compared to all ordinary tzaddikim, he's millions of levels above them, and yet he's number one on a ladder, which as we go up the ladder, the one above him is millions of levels above the one below him, and it keeps going that way. V'chein lehefech, and so too in the other direction. Afilu mi shehu b'dyuta hatachtoina, even a person who's on the lowest level, b'tachlis hashiflus v'hapchisus, mamish all the way down, way, way down. Afilu b'hecholin demisavusa, even if he finds himself in the places of Tumah, in the castles of Tumah, in the mamish, he's in the Sidra Achra, gam shom ein keitz ugvul lelokus yisborach. There also, there is no end, and there are no boundaries to Hashem. Because there's no place where Hashem stops here, and Hashem can't reach down any further. Ukemoy she'ein soif lelokusay b'malos elyonos, just as there is no limit to Hashem's heavenliness working in an upward direction. In other words, there's no boundaries in terms of how far up Hashem goes. He goes higher and higher and higher and just keeps going higher and higher. Ki gavoya me'al gavoya. Because there's above and above. It keeps going. K'moy kein mamish. So too exactly. Ein soif v'tachlis l'lekus yisborach b'madroigos hatachtoinos. There is no end. There is no boundary to the presence of Hashem when we talk about levels downward, in a downward direction. Ki gam b'madroigos hatachtoinos, b'tachlis tachlis d'yuta hatachtoinos hasashom, because even on the lower levels, when we go all the way down, as far down as we can go, ein mokoim v'ein tumo, shelo yuchlu limtzai gam shom as Hashem yisborach. There is no place and there is no impurity where you cannot find Hashem. Hashem is everywhere, even in the lowest of places. Ki malchusoi bakoil mashallah. Because Hashem's kingdom, Hashem rules everywhere. Everywhere meaning even in the domain of the Sitra Achra, even in the lowest places. Ukemavura bedivrei Admor Zal mize kama pamim, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings many times. Adarabba, and just the opposite. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to make a very, very important point. Lefamim, at times, kisha odam bedyuta hatachtoina ma'oid ma'oid. When a Jew finds himself on a very, very low level, he's fallen, he's moved away from Hashem as far as he thought he could go. Vasitrachra vahatuma nispashtin olav ma'oid. And the Sitrachra, the other side, and the forces of Tumah are really making a case out of him. They're really working this guy over. They're beating him up and get him to do every aveira he possibly can. B'machshova, b'dibur, b'maisa, b'ein odom lamokim, b'ein odom chaveroi, v'roitzen levoloi legamri chas v'shom, chas v'shom. And the Yetzirah has decided to try to swallow this person up completely, to finish him off, to wipe him out. How? By, let's say, getting him to convert out of the religion, by getting him to do a certain act, which the Sitra Achra believes, once we get him to do this, he's finished. We know we don't have to deal with this guy anymore. It's all over for him. Sometimes when that happens, when the Sitra Achra decides to push the guy off the cliff completely, Oz Daika, that at that moment, Hu Yisborach Merachem Olav, Hashem takes pity on that individual, v'sholeach loy tahara v'siyu meleilo, and Hashem shoots a laser beam of purity, of assistance from above. Hashem throws a rope down to this guy when he's all the way down, and the Yetzirah has decided, now we're going to give him one last kick and we're finished with this guy. Sometimes at that moment, Hashem reaches out to that person and sends him divine assistance from above, that the person can revive himself and be able to return to Hashem. That's one possibility. Or at least that the person won't go off the cliff, the person won't be destroyed completely. Hashem sends him a rope that can hold him at least, so that last kick will not finish him off, and that he'll at least be able to stand his ground until some future time. Ki loy omar Hashem limchois shem Yisrael. Because Hashem has not said that he wants to erase the Jewish nation or a particular Jew. Ukamay shekosov, as the pasuk says, I think that this pasuk was in yesterday's Haftorah, in the Haftorah of Yom Kippur. This famous pasuk, Ki loy omar Hashem limchois shem Yisrael. Hashem has not said that he wants to wipe out the Jews. So he wants us to do tshuva, and he wants to help us come back, even if we're in the lowest place. And as the pasuk says, ki yira, ki ozlas yod, v'efes otzer v'yozuv, when he'll see that mamish, it's almost hopeless, it's almost all over, Hashem says, re'u ato, observe now, ki ani hu, that I am him. It's I'm Hashem. I'm still in charge, and I can still reverse everything. I can turn everything around, whether it be for one individual person or for a whole community or for all of Klal Yisrael. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says, ve'abit ve'ein oizer, I look and I see that there's no help at all. Ve'eshtoimem, and I'm in wonderment. Ki ein soimeh, because it looks like there's no support at all whatsoever. Vatoisha li zroi, and yet my arm extends an assistance to me. V'chulu, etc. So we see different psukim in the Torah where Hashem tells us that sometimes when it seems almost hopeless, almost all over, that's bedafka when Hashem reaches out and grabs the person and pulls him back in, or reaches out and gives the person a rope to hold on to be able to pull himself back into the domain of Kedusha. And this concept is hinted to in the mitzvah regarding leprosy that Koirach brought up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebaheres kegris tomei. This type of stain, this type of tumor called a baheres, when it appears on a person's flesh, if it's like the size of a gris, which is small size, the person is tamei. Uporcha bekuloi, whereas if the tumor spreads where it covers the person's whole body, tohor, then it's tohor, the person is tohor. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki daiko lefo'omim kishebo letachles hayarida, because sometimes it's only when the person reaches rock bottom, the person has to reach a certain bottom in his career, in his spiritual career, oz hu tachlis hu aliyah. From there, he can't go any lower. What happens? He bangs on the ground, and he bounces up, and he starts a new ascent. He starts coming back to Hashem. V'nim shacholov tahara v'tikun mimokoim shinim shacholov. And there's a purity and a rectification that's sent down, that reaches out to the person from where Hashem sends it, from one of the top floors. Ki ein cheker l'tvunosoi yisborach, v'legdulosoi ein cheker. Because we have no understanding at all of Hashem's greatness and Hashem's kindness and Hashem's ability to rescue, to save a person when it seems like it's mamish all over. And we cannot fathom Hashem's ways. We cannot understand or rationalize Hashem's ways. And Koirach was mistaken. He messed up in all of these, in all of this. Achekitzeitz benetias, to the point where he ended up denying Hashem completely. Dahainu, shenosan gvul v'keitz, l'mitzvah satoira. He tried to make boundaries for the mitzvah of the Torah. Shehem achtus poshut imo yisborach. Whereas the mitzvahs are really one with Hashem. And therefore, just like Hashem is infinite, the mitzvahs are infinite. And neither Korach nor anybody else has any reshus to try to make boundaries, to think that when you get to a certain level, the mitzvahs don't apply anymore in an upward direction. For example, that if you have a talis that's all tchelis, then you don't need to put the strings on it anymore because it's way above that. Or to think when you get to a certain level down, that again, if the paharis covers his entire body, then for sure he's tamei, right? Wrong, Korach, wrong. You don't know the ways of Hashem. Nobody knows the ways of Hashem other than the greatest of the tzaddikim like Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kein shoal kol elu hakushish shel hevel hanal v'kanal. And this is why Korach asked all of these foolish questions. Again, for a person of his caliber, these were foolish questions. And the one he was asking to, who's he playing with? He's asking Moshe Rabbeinu, as if he's going to test Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to see if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have answers for his questions. He doesn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu thought of a billion questions that he never even thought of, and Moshe Rabbeinu has answers to those questions. This is one of the things I've told many people when they ask me about Breslov. You know, what's Breslov all about? What's this? It's that. One of the things I've told people, especially about these Sfarim, the Likutei Halachos, that there's much more answers than there are questions. Because most people who are far from Hashem, they're very worried that they have a lot of questions which they never got answers to. And they think that there aren't answers. And my experience in learning Likutei Halachos has been that not only has he answered all the questions that I had or that hundreds or thousands of people that I've met have asked, but in addition, he's asked thousands of questions that they couldn't even think of, and he's given very good answers to those questions also. So if a person learns Yiddishkeit properly, from the true tzaddikim, there's a lot of answers out there. That doesn't mean that there are certain questions for which the answer is going to be no answer right now. It's not for now. Certain answers are going to be available when Mashiach comes. Certain answers are going to be available when you're on a different level, when the person's on a completely different level. You're not ready. Some people are not ready to receive certain answers yet.